What if your dream isn't out of reach? It's just waiting for you to become who you really are. Welcome to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers, the podcast where we turn the gravity of burnout into breakthroughs and help you align your career, life, and personal brand with your true self so you can get liftoff to break your dream barriers. I am Georgia Lee Arts, an executive career coach, the founder of Elysian Dream, and the creator of Deep Spaces Coaching. I help heart and soul-centered leaders craft identities and personal brands that are deeply authentic and powerfully positioned to thrive, because real success comes when your dream, identity, and brand are in full alignment. Let's go beyond the question, what do I do? And step into, who am I? And how do I show up in the world? If you don't know who you are, then you can't chase the right dream. Let's go on a journey to find out. Together. Before we dive in, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the podcast. Today's story is When Power Makes You a Target, Layla's Leadership Battle. Have you ever been so good that someone tried to break you for it? What if the people who once clapped for you, smiled with you, sat beside you in the break room, suddenly turned? When you stepped into your power. This isn't a Netflix drama. This is what happened to Layla. And this might be happening to you. Today we will explore what it means to lead, rise, and live in a world that doesn't always want to see you win. Today's episode, it's about invisible sabotage, emotional resilience, and the high cost of becoming who you were always meant to be. Layla was one of those rare people, competent, collaborative, and trusted. When she got promoted, no one was surprised. She earned it. But what did surprise her was what happened after. The women who once smiled with her in meetings now avoided eye contact. They didn't clap when she got the mic. They didn't laugh at her jokes anymore. They didn't even ask her to lunch. One woman even started copying her ideas, then presenting them first. Another CC'd the VP every time Layla made a decision. These weren't just colleagues. These were the women she thought were her friends. But here's the part that no one warns you about. Sometimes the hardest part of rising isn't the pressure from the top. It's the pushback from those you thought would have your back. Layla was isolated and feeling lonely. Layla expected challenges from her male colleagues. What she didn't expect was how the women she once leaned on started to vanish. Support turned into silence. Praise turned into passive aggression. Invitations stopped. Eye contact slipped. And the back channel whispers replaced honest conversations. This isn't just tension. It's betrayal wrapped in professionalism. Why? Because Layla's promotion was a mirror. Her rise triggered insecurities. Her ambition, once celebrated, now became a threat. And when unhealed wounds from systems of scarcity and competition go unchecked, women sometimes turn on each other instead of turning toward each other. It is heartbreaking and it's real. Why does this happen? Sometimes people don't hate you. They hate how small they feel when they see you rise. You see, Stoic wisdom reminds us it is not the things themselves that disturb us, but our opinions about them, written by Epictetus. To them, Layla's promotion wasn't just a title. It was a mirror. A mirror reflecting everything they hadn't become yet. Everything they thought they deserved more. This is where the 48 laws of power come in. Law number one, never outshine the master. But what happens when you become the master and no one told you that the room would turn colder? Here's the truth. Sometimes people try to destroy you because they recognize your power. They see it, and they don't want it to exist. And for women, especially women who lead, this threat is multiplied. You don't just carry your power, you carry their unmet potential too. I meet many women who talk about the glass ceiling, but what I see is a glass ceiling that is just as harmful. It is a glass ceiling that women leaders create when they hoard the power and fail to mentor other women. True leaders don't create followers, they create more leaders. They welcome a one-to-one collaboration and offer a seat at the table. Layla came to me feeling broken, but what I saw was a warrior with her sword still in her hand. We went to work. Together, we used a stoic strategy of internal mastery combined with Sun Tzu's war wisdom. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. First, we named what was happening. Not pettiness, not drama. This was a threat response from people who saw her as a power shift. Second, we built her emotional fortitude using breathwork, boundary setting scripts, and reframing techniques that let her stay calm, even when the heat turned up. Stay until the end of the podcast for their breathwork relaxation session. Here is the truth. When a woman steps into her power, it confronts the parts of others that are still disowning theirs. So Layla had to learn this. You don't shrink to stay liked. You don't apologize for your light to soothe someone else's shadow. And you don't need everyone to approve in order to lead with integrity. This moment, this is where our coaching started to shift everything. We worked on emotional sovereignty, not reacting, but choosing. We built her leadership brand, not from what others gave her, but from what she already carried. She learned to lead without needing to be liked, to set energetic boundaries, to show up with grace, but not softness that bends to manipulation. She became undeniable. But here's what power looks like. Quiet confidence that doesn't require validation. Third, we positioned her strategically, not defensively, not passively. Through coaching, she created a value narrative that got her respected in leadership meetings. We worked on tone, timing, and tempo, the art of war applied to boardrooms. And guess what? Those same women who once avoided her now asked for her mentorship. Maybe you're not Layla, but maybe you know what it feels like when your rise is met with silence or sabotage. If you've ever felt gaslit after a win, isolated when you stepped into something new, or guilty for being powerful, then this story is yours too. And here is what I want you to remember. Happy people celebrate others' success. Confident people aren't threatened by greatness. But only sovereign people can mentor others into their power. The kind who doesn't shrink. The kind who doesn't betray their brilliance. The kind who knows how to hold their center, even when the room shakes. This is your invitation to become that kind of leader. Here's what I know. You don't rise by accident. You rise by design. The kind of design that merges inner peace with outer presence, that fuses ancient strategy with modern soul. And that's what we do inside my private coaching. If Layla's story resonated with you, if you've been second-guessing your voice, your seat at the table, or your right to rise, then it's time we talk. Your power isn't the problem. It is the portal. Ready to stop playing small? Are you struggling in your leadership role and need strategy? Are you a woman struggling with the success of other women? You are never meant to fit in. You are meant to rise differently. Let me help you find and embody your true power. I invite you to coach with me on a journey into your deep spaces so you can build your awareness and get the right tools to find authentic confidence and true alignment. With that comes an inner peace and presence. You can book a free clarity session and join the Women's Circle at elysiandream.net. Subscribe and share this with someone who needs to hear it. And remember, the world needs your voice. Let's make sure that it's heard. You can check out my blog at elysiandream.net called The Power of Navy SEAL Box Breathing Techniques. Reclaim your energy, restore balance. Box breathing is a great tool. It's great before important meetings or difficult conversations, during moments of stress, frustration, or overwhelm, to transition from doing mode to being mode, to fall asleep faster or reset midday, as a daily ritual of nervous system regulation, and a calmer, more aligned state. So now I invite you to relax. Just close your eyes and imagine a box with four sides. I'd like you to inhale up the left side of the box through your nose for the count of four into your belly. Now hold your breath across the top of the box for the count of four. Now exhale slowly through your mouth down the right side of the box for a count of four. Hold again for a count of four across the bottom of the box. You may repeat this cycle as many times as it takes. Inhale, hold. Exhale, hold to the count of four going around the box. And just continue breathing around the box for the remainder of the podcast. And until next time, mind the gap.